Idly hey.
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished.
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
It's another episode of the Brett Allen Show, a pop culture podcast and videocast where we interview your favorite actors from film, television, music, comedy, and more. Wherever pop culture is, you will find us there waiting to talk to somebody amazing. And today we have the very talented actor Brooke Ann Smith. We are here to talk about this new film, Night Night, which is not the kind of night-night that you would say to your seven-year-old. This is very different. It is a fantastic psychological thriller, and it will be premiering tomorrow, Brooke told us, in Malibu, and available to everybody else November 12th, I believe. Or no, today's the 12th. This is premiering here on the 16th. Yeah, got to get the day straight. Brooke, welcome in. It's good to have you here today.
It's wonderful to be on your podcast. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, the movie comes out VOD in select theaters on November 16th, but you can pre-order it now on iTunes and all of those fun spots.
Yeah, this looks like a fantastic film. And I tell you, one of the things that makes this fantastic, and I find myself being surprised to even say this, but really, it's very female-driven, which I think that should be the standard for these types of movies because they're just so good. And there is a fantastic surrounding cast with you, Brianna D'Amico, and from The Descendants and just a lot of other people. Let's talk about this because this is, as I mentioned, a psychological thriller. And in that genre, there's a lot of movies like that, but I think this one is very different. How did this project come about for you, Brooke, and how did you get involved with it?
Well, I have to agree with you. Just having the director be a female and having Brenna take the lead on this, I think it kind of gives a psychological thriller a different twist because it's coming from the female perspective. I feel like a lot of psychological thrillers are about the female kind of being the victim in
yes.
a way. Or and in this way, Brenna, her character April, I mean, is a victim, but is also not a victim. It's like, not my fault, it's my fault kind of a thing.
Yes.
But I got involved with the project. I met Nikki Koss through a mutual friend, Jamie Gallagher, who's a casting director, and a friend of mine who has cast me in other things. And we all got drinks one night and then became friends. And a couple months later, Nikki was doing this film and she reached out to me and sent me the script. And she said, you know, this role doesn't have maybe a lot of dialogue to it, but it is a very important, a really big part of the movie. So we would love to have you. And there's some emotional scenes and things like that. We need a strong actress who can do that believably. And I fell in love with the script. I thought it was really interesting. And I wanted to kick off the new year with a great project with a female director. And Nikki is so great at knowing what she wants. She's really committed. She's really good at making decisions, you know, and everything is prepped. You walk in, it's really professional, and we got it done, and it was a really exciting thing. It was right before COVID. I think COVID things were happening, but nobody knew what COVID was at the time. We filmed in early 2020. So yeah, it was, we hit it right before all the pandemic went crazy and everything got shut down after.
Yeah, so that answered my question because I was curious about how that may or may not have affected you, but apparently you were able, like many, to kind of just get things done quickly because we didn't know what was happening, but I think we all kind of knew something was going to happen maybe. So that's fantastic. And again, as we were talking before we started recording, that there's a lot of buzz around this film, this genre-bending type psychological thrillers. Again, having female leads, female directors, I think definitely gives it a different perspective because, again, you know, a lot of these psychological thrillers, like you mentioned, you know, there's the guy, the girl, someone dies, or someone's being hunted. And it's very predictable, I guess you could say, kind of a cookie cutter formula, which I guess right. in some senses isn't terrible. But I think when you're looking to create something that is unique and that is different, I think you all hit the nail on the head, because this is a great film. And I think people are really going to enjoy what this is about, because it's just great. You all did a fantastic job.
Oh, thank you. And I just wanted to add to that. I think even visually, the film is very unique just in its visuals. The way that Nikki chose to use color, if you pay attention in the film when you watch it, you know, you'll notice the use of color in certain scenes. And that does mean something when you're watching it. You find out later the colors kind of match certain things, and just aesthetically, visually, very interesting, kind of a vintage vibe with the style, and very, very stylized psychological thrillers. And I think a lot of times psychological thrillers aren't stylized at all. They're very, kind of raw and a certain, just kind of a certain thing. And she took this to a whole nother level and really stylized it, which I appreciate.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I know you've had a lot of experience. You've been a part of some amazing projects. Of course, Tyler Perry, I mean, that just alone. He is also a master of the psychological thriller. So there's a lot of great things. What was it that interested you in the industry, Brooke, which kind of drew your attention to wanting to become a storyteller?
That's a great question. So when I was 15 years old, by the random things of the universe, I ended up in a pageant, Miss Junior America. And I was kind of a shy kid. And I was a dancer. So I told, I expressed myself through dance, but it was never something, I was competitive with it, but it was something I had to work really, really hard at. And it wasn't something I wanted to take professional, but I just knew that I loved expressing. And I ended up winning Miss Junior Colorado, which is where I'm from. And then you had to go on to nationals in Orange County, Miss Junior America. There was no like bathing suits or anything like that. It was a lot of speeches, interviews, things like gowns, stuff like that. And I ended up winning the pageant, but when it got down to the top five girls, we had to do an improvised acting skit. And the judges were agents and managers from LA at the time. Tiffany Amber Thiessen won this pageant, Jenny Garth, a few others. So it had kind of a thing about acting, which at the time I didn't know anything about. Sure. Ended up winning the pageant and acted for the first time in front of all these people and improvised an acting skit. And I was like, what just happened? Like, what is this? It's just, you felt it through your body. And I just knew from that moment on, I was like, this is the one thing in my life that makes sense. It just clicked. And it was like, I found what I was born to do. Sounds really cheesy, but I've been dedicated ever since. So I've been acting since I was 15. I started at, my second job was a Walt Disney Pictures, Max Keeble's Big Move. So like Brenna, I work with Disney as well. So yeah, I've been through, I got the chance to work with Tyler Perry on a TV show as a lead on that for 2 seasons. Very different than my character. And
yeah,
in Too Close to Home, I was a drug addict living in a trailer park. So in Happy Alabama. So it was definitely a different challenge. I think the challenge for me with Night Night coming on was that it was my first mom role. I've never played a mom role before. And that's something that drew me to the script as well, because, as we go through the industry as actors who start out young, we want to be able to transition into other things. And that's what drew me to the character, as well as just the love she has for her children, is really strong, Lauren. And it was just a beautiful story of how when you're yourself mentally unstable, emotionally unstable, going through something because something traumatic is happening to you, but you still have other responsibilities, how do you handle that? And how do you handle the distractions in a loving way still? And so I think that was a really fun part of the script for me. But I'm really happy to be a part of it. And I'm excited for everybody to see it.
Yeah, fantastic film. I think people are just going to fall in love with it and all the amazing cast that's a part of it. One last question, Brooke, as we wrap our conversation. You've, again, been a part of a lot of great projects. You've worked with the icon Tyler Perry, and in this film, there's a lot of amazing people as well. But on the trajectory of your career as a storyteller, as an actor, and by the way, I don't think that description is cheesy, by the way, at all. I think a lot of people That's how they find out what they're passionate about, is by experiences. And I think that's what strings everything together. So I love mm-hmm. that. It's fantastic. But has there ever been any advice that you've been given in your career, or anything that has stood out to you that has kept you driven and kept you motivated in what some or a lot would probably consider to be a very competitive business, at least from the outward perspective?
Absolutely. I have two things to say. One thing that keeps me motivated is one of my favorite quotes. I'd rather be a failure at something I love than a success at something I hate. So I've always been a dreamer. I've always, I would rather just like risk it and go for something that I know that I love and I want to pursue, even if it means, you know, not succeeding. I think it's worth the risk. So that's one thing. And that just have to have that perseverance and that determination. And then another, and I'm just very stubborn. I'm like, I'm getting this. But the other thing that helps keep me going is someone said to me a long, long time ago, think about it like a line. You're in this long line and people are constantly dropping out of the line, you know, but if you stay in the line and you keep going, eventually you're going to get to the front of the line. And it only takes one yes. You know, as actors, we get rejected all the time. It's part of the beast. I mean, people get rejected all the time in a lot of industries. But the thing is that it takes one yes to change everything. So every day that passes and you get those no's, you just remember, well, I'm one day closer to my yes. And that's how I keep going.
I love it. Fantastic advice for this and really anything in life. Persistence and hard work always pays off in the
room. Luck doesn't hurt.
No, that is true. Yeah, that definitely does not hurt as well. Fantastic. Well, this movie, Night Night, again, is available for pre-order now. It will be available in select theaters and video on demand November 16th. Tomorrow night is the premiere for you in Malibu. Very exciting. We look forward to seeing that on social media and all the exciting things. Be sure to check out this amazing film starring Brooke Smith, Night Night, directed by Nikki Koss. Brooke, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right.
That brings today's show to a close.
Doodly do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.